282, authorize an agreement with Sound Transit and purchase agreement with Brookville Equipment Corporation for the purchase of streetcar vehicles using a sole source procurement in an amount not to exceed $10 million.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. As Portland continues to grow, the Portland Bureau of Transportation is focused on strategies and projects that will help accommodate that growth and maintain Portland's quality of life. And improving the reliability of public transit is one of the best ways to reduce automobile congestion and that we are all dealing with today. And approval of this council item will go a long way in that regard. Since opening in 2001, Portland Streetcar has seen its service and ridership grow exponentially. And that growth has been directly attributed to housing production in the central city, and we may need to make sure that this continues. Therefore, our great partner, TriMet, and Portland Streetcar Inc. have identified a need to acquire additional streetcars to support ridership and continued frequent service. And Catherine Levine from PBOT is here to walk us through this purchasing proposal.
Thank you very much for your consideration today. I can go into more detail, but I'll move very quickly to begin. In February, as we told you during the annual report, we highlighted the need to have additional vehicles to support reliable frequent transit service. Previously, we had discussed the most cost-effective means to increase the fleet by 5 vehicles. It was looking at purchasing 2 new vehicles and 3 used vehicles. Today, this action is focused on the purchase of the 2 new vehicles. In 2017, Tacoma, our sister streetcar city to the north, ran a open competitive procurement process for streetcar vehicles, and they included within that the option for Portland to purchase vehicles. In July of last year, we brought to you a cooperative procurement agreement with Sound Transit so that if the council approved, we could use that procurement as a means of purchasing the cars. The purpose of this ordinance is to execute an assignment agreement, basically accepting the options from Sound Transit, and to authorize a contract with Brookville. It is listed as a sole source. However, we have obviously worked in partnership with Sound Transit to get to this point. I did want to let you know procedurally, procurement did post a notice, as they're required to do, that we intended to enter into this contract with Brookville and that no protests were received.
Very good.
Thank you.
Colleagues, any further questions?
Brookville is in Pennsylvania?
That's correct. Okay. This is our opportunity to purchase American-made cars.
Right. Public testimony.
Shedrick Wilkins.
Come on up, sir.
Yeah, my view was when they made light rail, this is kind of an east-west thing. But when they started the loop, they got involved with the north-south thing. And I remember when 2012, before that, there was an argument that traffic would hit the streetcars. It did not happen, as far as I know. There's like, they're going this way. I think in Portland, there's a big issue about Southeast Portland and a little bit into Sandy Boulevard. My father went to Nabisco, 5 miles away, and my first job was not in, I was raised in 70th and Sandy. My first job was downtown. And there really isn't a job market, but there's a lot of housing in Southeast Portland. So I really would think we need to expand and do experiments about putting light streetcars down 82nd. You know, I don't know if they'd be elevated or not, or 39th Street. So you're getting into Southeast Portland, where people, there isn't, they don't work there, but they go somewhere. Maybe they could take, and then, they, of course, the streetcars would intersect with light rail, and then they would go downtown.
Thanks, Sidder.
That's the thing. Is Southeast Portland is a real residential area. There's no jobs, and they work other places, and they need to get there.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you for your work. I think the streetcar is, you know, we heard earlier that transit ridership has gone down, but your streetcars has not. It's gone up. 32% of the riders earn less than $30,000 a year, so the myth that it's just a train toy for rich people is absolutely not true, and most people are using it for, to get to and from home and work. So it's a really splendid example of not only a development tool but also a transportation mechanism that is working for a lot of people. Thank you very much for your work on it. Aye.
Thank you.
Fish.
Aye.
Sossman.
Thank you, Catherine, and also thanks to Dan Bauer, the CEO of Portland Streetcar Inc. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you. Next item, 283.